can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for November 1st, 2023, episode 62. Hello, my queen. Hello, my queen of queens.
Hi, my love. How are you?
I am looking at one of the most beautiful sights in the world.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I love your curly Q hair.
Thank you.
Everything looks so perfect, and you are radiant today.
I've had a good day.
Yes.
I've had a good day.
Let's cheers to that right away.
I got my
because
4 ounces right here.
Yes, I have 4 ounces. All right. This is special.
Let's smell it.
It's light. I think it's kind of light.
Look at that. Yeah.
It looks light, doesn't it? It's red. It's red.
It's red. Light red. Ooh. Ooh, I like that.
Oh, that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Ooh, I taste hints of fruit.
Well,
like cherry.
Yeah. Well, interesting.
Am I getting better at this?
No, that's pretty wrong, but... This is from our friend Dylan. Dylan is the sommelier at Vaudeville.
The Somme.
I'm sorry. He's the Somme at Vaudeville here in Fredericksburg. And this is from the Quarterly, right? The Quarterly Wine Club.
We belong to the wine club. Yes.
It is Barricino, Rokurokubi, and Inugami.
Is it Chinese?
Well, this label, look, it could be more Korean.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
if it's
look at
Chinese.
Look at the.
It's like a crazy looking dog dragon. And
that looks like. Look at the.
Yes, like.
I don't know
Chinese
writing. Chinese words.
Wow, we're not at all culture barbarians here. Okay, so this is Birichino, meaning naughty in Italian.
Oh.
Interesting. Oh. The other two words are Japanese legends. There you go. See, we're all wrong on the Chinese.
Okay.
Japanese. We encourage you to further explore them. No, it's probably rude.
Oh.
Rukorukubi.
Oh.
Inugami. Like you go ahead and go to Japan and say, hey, Inugami. See what happens. Explore them. Only 200 cases produced.
Oh.
Wow. This unique old vine blend shows us what near perfect vintages can deliver with a few years of lay down time already. Drink now.
Oh.
And it is, what is it? Oh, it's from 2020. And it's from Santa Cruz. Okay. Exotic and lush fruit. This is the profile. Dusted blackberry.
Oh.
Medium tannins and acidity, dark floral notes, herbs, and cracked pepper. I got the pepper. I definitely got the pepper.
I got the fruit.
Well,
I got the fruit. You got the fruit.
I got the pepper. Hey.
Hey.
Wouldn't you like to be your pepper too? This is good though.
I enjoy that. Yeah, it's very good. I like it.
We just got back from kind of an impromptu dinner.
Yes, yes, with our dear friend Mark.
Yes.
He's the import export guy. You have names for everybody.
Well, yes. And when you say import, he's a lawyer, and you do import export in quotes,
in air quotes. Okay.
Everyone knows, you know, he had an office in Rotterdam.
Yes.
And he has a house
in the capital of the world, Panama.
He has a house in Panama.
Well, we're at dinner.
He's half Panamanian, actually.
He invited us. Yes. He's staying over in Fredericksburg, and we're sitting there at the table, we're having a lovely dinner. And I go, Mark, isn't your birthday coming up? And he goes, it's actually today.
I felt so stupid. I'm like, oh no.
Because he
sent a text last night. He says, hey, I'm going to be in Fred. I have an appointment on Thursday morning. Can I take you guys out? I'll pay. And I'm like, okay, I know where to go.
And he is one of the most thoughtful people. Like, he sends
birthday cards.
I mean,
always sending gifts. Always brings a housewarming gift.
He is so thoughtful. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh goodness. And for sure you put it down in your calendar then.
That I did for next year.
Yes. Yeah. But he was interesting. So, for next year.
I'm like, I'm not forgetting this. I felt really bad about that.
He is older than me, so I'm happy about that. Yeah. Finally, somebody. Well, there's a couple other people who are just about 6 months older than me. But
okay. Who's counting? At our age, does it matter anymore?
I know.
Look at you. You look 20 years younger than your age.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 20 years old.
No. Well, okay. I love you, but I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm glad it's dark in the studio.
I'm going to be honest with you.
No.
No, especially tonight. You had that nice faux leather shirt.
Yeah.
A leatherette is what it's called, I believe. And yeah, a nice little, that little tiny little diamond hanging around your neck.
Yes.
And I was observing you. I'm like, you were. Look at my wife.
I know. She's so sweet.
She's pretty.
I felt her eyes on me.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. But anyway, back to Mark.
Oh, I thought it was back to you. Oh. That's usually what it is. Yeah. Okay, back to Mark. Wow, Mark, you're special. You're getting it back to you, Mark.
But so, you know, we're just catching up with him. And he shares with you that he had this dream. Mm. This dream of you becoming a preacher.
Yeah,
he had this dream, mayor, preacher, podfather, make a choice.
And I'm like, I'm really flattered by that. But, you know, we'll get to it. But, you know, we were at Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette's house. And, you know, he studied theology. Oh. And he knows Aramaic and Greek and, you know, deep theology. I'm like, no, that doesn't seem right that I could be a preacher. Maybe a podcast preacher, but that may be the level of it.
Yeah.
That's about it. But we do have a lot of God stuff to talk about.
Let's start with Halloween. How was your Halloween yesterday?
Well, it's great. We turned off the lights and we hid inside as we usually do. Not that we expect anybody to show up.
It's about a block up our driveway too. Yeah, so nobody's going to walk up, especially when the lights are off.
So we have two young kids next door.
Yes. Well, 13. I think the daughter's like 13, 14.
The kid's like, the boy's nine.
He's like, young, maybe eight.
Well, I heard he was very excited. They were getting in the car. They were going to go to one of the neighborhoods. So I knew we were cool there.
Yeah.
So, you know, no one's going to come to our neighborhood. I mean,
I'm like, if they're going to come here, they're going to get a beef stick.
They get a beef stick wrapped in a $10 bill. Happy Halloween. Here you go, kid.
So I put that in the newsletter, and Rosalind from the Blonde Squad plus Trisha, she texts me. She's like, yeah, we turn our lights off too. I'm currently crawling around my house because I hear somebody coming up my driveway.
I can't believe we're those people. Like, don't go to them. They're never there. And I literally had the front lights off. I felt kind of crappy about it.
But
We did
in Austin too. We turned the lights off. We're like, no, we're not participating in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't get excited by it either. And whatever reason, it's like, it just kind of crept up and there it was.
Well, when
like,
my girls were little, I thought it was a lot of fun, but
what is the point? Isn't this some pagan holiday? Am I misunderstanding it?
Yes, like, according to the Christians.
No, you got goblins and ghouls. I'm like, I'm not really into that right now.
Maybe if we had a grandchild, it'd be fun, but.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, then I'd go terrorizing the neighbor. I'd dress up.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. So
Grandpa Curry.
So of course, you know, the weather turns. It got really cold all of a sudden.
We skipped fall. We just went to winter. It was 34 this morning.
Yes. Yes. And yes. And you get to walk Phoebe in it. Phoebe loves it.
she does.
You, on the other hand.
She thrives. No, it's all right. I enjoy it, actually. I mean, it's better than really hot.
Yeah. You know,
and I just have to bundle up. I got my hat. I got my.
You got your hat with your light on.
For the evening walk.
You pick up the poop. You can see the poop. Yes. Your hands are free.
It's like a miner's light built into the hat. You got that for me, what, 2 years ago?
Last year. Yeah, but what was so interesting? So the cold weather comes and Adam comes in. Was it yesterday? It was yesterday. You go, I'm ready for the Christmas tree. I go, what?
I am. I'm like, it's like, I hear sleigh bells. Time to fire up the fireplace.
It's not even November 1st.
I'm ready for it.
You go, when's it going up? I go, Thanksgiving? It's not going up now.
Outside, because people are firing up their wood fireplaces and it smells like that. And you're in the season. And I'm putting my chocolate milk in the microwave. Like, I need a marshmallow.
What's
in this
next?
Thing.
It's eggnog. Perfect. Eggnog. I'm waiting.
The minute eggnog shows up at HEB, I'm in. Oh, yeah. I love eggnog.
Yeah.
You can finally drink some of that whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, I hit it.
The whiskey that you hit.
No, I pulled it out. I pulled it out when Susie and John were here. So it's back in the cabinet. Oh, okay. I got the line marked on it, though. Just, you know.
Really? On all of them or just one?
No.
Oh, okay.
So what else? What do you got on your list?
Well, it was a fun kind of week. We had, if you go back to when you came back from camp.
Camp, my hiking trip.
I'm calling it camp. If you want to start there, that was kind of your tease in the newsletter because that kind of flows out into the rest of the week.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, I mean, we talked about it. I gave the recap of the epic hiking trip with the Blonde Squad plus Trisha. I want everybody to know that the Blonde Squad plus Trisha are still going strong. We text every day. And now Stephanie, one of the members, the member that was after this hiking 10 miles a day or whatever it was, when we landed in Vegas, she continued to work out every day. She was like the Energizer Bunny. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She said it's called this month. It's called Planksgiving.
Planksgiving.
So oh, doing, brother. The whole group is now going to be planking every day.
Okay. So today good was, luck with that.
Today it was 20 seconds and you add 5 seconds on a day. So tomorrow's 25 seconds. So by the end of the month, you're planking for about an hour. Not really.
I mean, seriously, like this
yeah,
is not.
I'm going to do this, it. Yeah, okay. I'm totally going to do it. I can't do it with my injured hand still. So I have to go on my elbows. I can do it on my elbows. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. I know I planked at least 20 seconds today. So Planksgiving. So if anybody wants to join us, start planking tomorrow, 25 seconds.
So I was talking more about what you teased in the newsletter, not about the Planksgiving or planking or anything.
But yeah, I wanted to talk about the Blonde Squad plus Trisha that we're still going strong. And we're already talking about planning our next trip. Oh, I have my eye on the Alaska trip, but I don't know if anybody else is interested in it. It's a week-long trip and you're actually climbing an ice mountain.
Are you insane? Are you gonna go on an ice mountain?
Yeah.
You know what'll come in handy?
Of the puffer coat.
Your puffer coat. You need a little more than a puffer coat, I'm afraid, if you're going out there.
So anyway, what did I tease? What did I tease in the
about the enemy?
Oh, there's yeah, enemy. We'll get into that.
Well, that kind of starts the week off because there was so much more happening throughout the week.
Okay. And, all right, I'll get into it.
Yeah, I think you should because some good stuff happened.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. And it was interesting. I talked to my sister Laura today and she's like, who was this enemy that tried to get in between you and Adam? What's going on? Yeah. Who is this? And I go,
who is this biatch?
I go, you'll just have to listen to the show.
I'll cut her. Indiana girl's coming up. Who is she? No.
I said, you'll just have to listen to the show. And she said, no. She said, who is it? And I go, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, good.
So she thinks it's a person, but it is actually not a person. No. So one thing that we've discovered, and a lot of people have reiterated this to me, especially Pastor Jimmy and Annette, is how much the enemy, Satan, tries to get in between a couple or friends or you when you get stronger in your faith.
The stronger you are in your faith, the more the enemy tries to mess with you, basically.
And so while I was in Utah, and when you shared with me that you were now that you were getting messages to go to church on Sunday, that God was basically saying you could make time.
You can make a sacrifice.
You can make a sacrifice and go to church. And so you informed me that you were now going to go to the early service.
And I was really excited to tell you because I was like, hey, you know, I was getting all these nudges. And then I was watching a whole bunch of YouTube videos. And somewhere I heard some preacher say, hey, you know, you can make a sacrifice to come to church. And I'm like, you know, I can. I mean, I can get up an hour and a half earlier. There's no reason why I can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like getting up at 7 every single day consistently. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we moved the no agenda on Sunday to 1 o'clock from 11. So I can basically do it. And I just said, I should do it. And I was excited about that. Yeah. I did tell you that. Yes.
And I took the news I did not take it favorably. I love the fact that you were going to church, but I solely got into my fleshly behavior and only thought about myself and thought, oh, great. Now I've got to change my whole schedule for Adam.
That was the response.
And I was like,
I like
going to the 10:45 service, and now I've got to change everything. And then it started to snowball into everybody.
And you were in Utah,
and so I started feeling these feelings, and I just wasn't content with it. And I started feeling these feelings where you were surpassing me in our faith journey. And that everybody's attention was focused on you and people were fawning over you. And so I started to feel this uneasiness. I didn't communicate any of this to you. And I'm on the plane coming back and I'm slowly starting to get angry with you. And I'm thinking, I hope he parks the car and he meets me in the airport so that he could help me with my bag.
Which is something that...
You would have done if I would have asked.
Yeah, we never do. I mean, it's a very small airport and I had no idea. And I was like, I'm in the cell a lot. And, you know, I had Phoebe with me as a surprise.
And here's me. I hope he doesn't bring the dog. I hope he helps me because my hands hurt.
I had no idea.
I already had this like resentment growing inside of me. And I wasn't even fully aware of what was going on. So, of course... You
not only do I show up not in the airport, but I get into the wrong lane, and now I'm on the wrong side of the island.
And you have the dog in the car.
I have the dog in the car, and you just come across the park, you know, the road into the car, and you just have a cloud over you.
I had a darkness.
I'm like, hi.
Completely.
Welcome home.
And you were so kind. You brought me something to eat. You brought me water. And here I was. I looked at Phoebe and I go, you smell. Like, I was in such a state.
And she had been washed and she smelled really nice.
And I was in such a state about it. And so here I was feeling all these negative feelings that had no basis. And so when we had dinner, we came home and we had dinner and we started talking about it.
Wait, there's a little more to that.
Uh-huh.
So then in the car, and I'm just trying to, I mean, you were obviously injured and, you know, and I understood that you were out of sorts. So, and we had a, you know, hour and 15 minute drive back and I, hey, it was really cool at the church.
Yes.
I said, because I walked in and people were like, what? You know, and it wasn't like, oh my God, they weren't fawning over me, but they were surprised. They were just shocked because I never am there on Sunday. And I was telling you how shocked people were, which you took, you know.
As people were like, oh, here we go again. People are fawning over Adam. Here we go. He's on his faith journey. And people are like, oh my gosh. Right. And so I had all these negative feelings. And this comes up for me. We've talked about this, how when people meet you, they immediately gravitate towards you in conversation. And usually I'm just kind of sitting there, you know, and I start to question, I start to question why people are friends with me. And I think that they're friends with me because of you, not because of me. And so I was down this track of just negativity. Mm. Like, for instance, if I would have asked you to come into the airport, you would have done that.
Of course.
That. Like,
and I would have left Phoebe home, of course.
And so we were sitting there and we were talking about it. And I just started being completely transparent and honest. And I turned to you and I said, I resent you. I resent you because yes. I feel like I have to now give up what... And it was all about my identity. And then I looked at you and I said, oh my gosh, this is the enemy. Mm-hmm. This is the enemy. Mm-hmm. Coming in between us.
That went really fast.
So
first of all, I wasn't offended. I was like, whoa.
Because you were like, Tina, we're so much stronger together. We're stronger together.
Yes.
And I just came to the realization like, wow.
Yeah.
This is the enemy trying to get in between us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is...
Because you were saying, and it was really hard to hear because you're like, I feel like... We started on this path together and you're surpassing me. And I'm like, oh, wow. How do I take this?
I know. And you were so kind and you were so patient. And then I'm not kidding you.
You literally said, it wasn't mad. You just said, I shouldn't say it. I said, no, go ahead. You know, you can't hurt my feelings by being honest. Mm-hmm. And he said, I resent you for this. I'm like, wow, okay. But it was honest. It wasn't, you were just being honest. It wasn't you didn't say it with a hateful, at least I didn't take it that way. He said, I resent you. I'm resenting you for this. And I took it as how you were feeling at that moment. Mm-hmm. And then when you said, oh, wait, this is the enemy. And they're like, oh. Wow. And it went really fast. We're talking like 5-10 minutes and this was already, we were figuring it out.
And I'm not kidding you. The Holy Spirit was right there for me.
Mm-hmm.
That was right there that pulled me up and out of it. And then once I just said, oh my gosh, this is the enemy. They're trying to divide us because we're getting so much stronger.
And this is the one thing I know is, of course, there's no there's no difference in who, there's no further than the other. But together, when we are in our faith together, we are very strong.
I know.
I know there's something that happens. We make suitcases appear. Yes. Seriously, when we pray when we do stuff together, things happen. Together is where our power lies.
I know. Really, and it was, and so of course I immediately reach out to the two people that mean so much to me, which is Annette, of course, and Julie. And I had sent Julie a message that morning, and I want to read a little bit. She sent me a really long email, and I want her just to read a little bit of it.
I'd love for you to share that.
So she says, Tina, your raw honesty amazes me, and you lay it out there without worry about appearances. If you ever need proof that the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, this is it. The Spirit convicts you when the flesh rears its ugly head. I find your awareness of the enemy we have prowling around, seeking to devour us like a lion, to be quite remarkable. I've been a Christian, 66 years longer than you, and I believe in Jesus, and I believe in his divinity and his humanness, and I believe he willingly went to the cross for me, and he will rise up when I die to escort me into heaven's throne and all that. But I seem to forget the very important part of the story, the enemy at work in the earthly places, trying to draw me away. So good for you for being so hyper aware of it. It is the only way to be on guard. And then Annette similarly was like, she saw it so quickly as well. And she said, it is amazing that you and Adam were able to recover so quickly from it. And it just, you know, and that had to happen because it had to show me that anything like that can come in between us or any other friendships, you know, friendship siblings, for sure. anything like that. Mm-hmm. And when you're falling back on your fleshly behaviors like that, the enemy will do anything to divide you, because the more powerful you get with Jesus, the more stronger he's going to get to try and pull you apart.
What I love about it is we've been together 8 years and
eight and a half,
but who's counting?
Me.
And we've had, what would you call it? Stumbles?
Misfires?
Misfires. There you go. It's a good term. And, it's gotten heated, with emotions and stuff. And none of that. This would have been very different 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that I would have been as honest as I was with you. I would have harbored the resentment and the anger, and it would have escalated
in a weird way.
And if we would have tried to talk it out, I probably would not have said everything that I needed to say.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, well, it's just, and I wanted to share that story because
it's important.
It can happen to anybody.
Anybody.
Especially the stronger you get in your faith and the more you're aligned, you know, with God's will, it will happen. And so,
and it's weird because we're really only thinking probably about the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God and just, you know, everything around us, and it's all good and it's beautiful. But there is this, and I have to remind myself, because that's why I came to faith, is the realization that, man, there's some evil stuff. People aren't evil, but there's evil in the world. So that's why I went looking for the counterbalance to that.
Me, it was different. It was, I need to build my relationship with God, because I need to hold on to him, because I'm getting older. My siblings are getting older. You know, my things are going to happen. And so I came to it without even thinking about that, not even thinking about it. But boy, was that a good lesson. It was a good lesson. And all these little things to strengthen our marriage that much more, don't you think?
Oh, totally.
And then, I'm the perfect wife now, right?
Oh, you are. You are the Proverbs 31 wife all the way.
Is it 31?
I think it is. Okay. I hope so. It could be 38, whatever. I think it, well, now, like I, you, now I have to check. Like, hold on.
He said to me, you go,
No, please. Because you got me on that.
I corrected you.
It's a political thing. It was dumb. It was done of me.
I know, but
yes, it is Proverbs 31, the wife of noble character.
Yes, yeah.
She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her, and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. And then it just goes on from there.
Yes.
So yes, you are my Proverbs 31 wife. Now.
Thanks, babe.
Then
yes,
we decided to watch, and I'm not quite sure what night it was. We watched War Room,
yes,
which is this kind of Hallmarky level movie,
yes.
But it had been recommended to us,
yes.
And well, what did you think of the movie? Because to me, it was
I love
important.
The message. I thought the acting was a little cheesy in some spots, but I love the message of how, boy, when you fall back on your faith, you can conquer anything. You can get through anything.
Here's what I remember. So it's about a husband and wife, and you know, there's lots of other characters in the movie. And it's not, you know, Steve Bannon's War Room. It's War Room.
Yeah.
So you can get it on Amazon for like $3. But what's beautiful is, so they have a relationship issue between the husband and wife. And this older woman who was kind of mentoring
She was a widow.
Yeah, who's mentoring this younger woman. She says, you can't fix your husband. You can pray for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that really stuck with me. It's like, oh, wow. You know, people are always trying to fix each other.
Annette always says that too.
But the answer is you pray for your spouse and let Jesus or God or the Holy Spirit take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the crux of the movie. And it was really helpful for me. I'm like, you know, cause I'm always like, I want to fix stuff. I want to fix it. How can I help you? What can I do? What can I make? How can I make it better? What can be done?
Yes.
And sometimes it's just not appropriate. And I should just be praying for you.
Yes.
And you've had some challenges, some health challenges.
Yes. I'll just give a little background before you go on.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So, you should do that.
Right before we went to Houston, which was end of September, I started experiencing fatigue. And
after we'd had this great time in Italy, I have to go back a little bit.
Well, as soon
we came back from vacation and you're like every single woman who is beautiful, I'm fat. I need to lose weight. Okay.
Well, we ate our way through Italy.
You were not fat and you're beautiful.
No, I know I'm not fat, but I came back saying, a little plumper than I like to be. I was like a sausage.
It was 2 weeks.
I was a sausage.
What could happen in 2 weeks?
A sausage in a casing when I got back.
Okay. She has this red dress, y'all. And the red dress.
Y'all?
And she has to fit into this. Her goal is, and it's the one you had when you married me.
Yeah.
At that period. And you have like I don't fit into my, I'm about to go to size 34 from 32.
I know.
So, you know, it's okay. But no. This red dress has to fit for what? For Christmas or something?
The Tannenbaum ball.
Tannenbaum ball. Okay. All right.
So we get back from Italy and I knew that Pastor Jimmy and Annette were having great success with carnivore. And I'm like, all right, I'm in. I'm starting the Sunday we get back. So I launched right into it.
Which was supposedly not much different than your 75 heart. It was somewhat different.
Yes, it was somewhat different. But it was primarily more focused just on meat. Okay.
Yeah. Meat.
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 And Adam got sick and tired of hearing us talk about meat all the time.
A little bit.
And good news though, we had dinner with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. We did not talk about meat. Did you notice that?
I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Dinner.
So I launched right into it. I was going great for about 5 weeks and then I tanked for whatever reason. It just did not work
for
me.
Then I saw it happen because you'd be like laying down on the couch during the day and falling asleep.
I was exhausted. And so I went, I was like, oh, you know, I changed the way that I was eating. I hopped on YouTube, started watching a lot of different contradictory. We talked about this in
this,
other shows.
By the way, is the most interesting thing to live with someone who's on YouTube 24 hours a day meat. Meat. People talking about meat and meat. Throw meat. Empty meat. 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 Meat.
Bottom line, it's not.
Hit that subscribe button, y'all.
Meat.
Meat.
Send me some more meat.
Meat.
Okay, we're keeping KNC in business.
We sure are.
So I changed my protein intake, and I'm like, okay, obviously all this protein is not, it's
something's
not
happened.
Working for me.
And, like, and you couldn't figure it out. I mean, this is a problem.
And no. And so luckily I had some labs done and we talked about this. Dame Annette figured out that my TSH levels, my thyroid were completely off. Cause I went and got an IV. I'm like, oh, maybe I just need an IV.
Which only made it worse. You
and
felt worse
help,
after the IV.
I was worried about the hiking trip. And then I got in touch with my doctor and she put me
and I'm thinking like, have a potato.
I know. And I'm like, I can't have a potato. It's a carb. I'm afraid of carbs. And so I went on the trip and she put me on this adrenal support. And I think my adrenaline just pushed me through that trip. I just think that.
Considering everything you went through.
I didn't feel any of the symptoms. And as soon as I got back, I bottomed out again. Bottomed out with the fatigue, the rapid heart rate, and
That's another one.
And
like
the histamine.
I'm going to die of a heart attack.
My heart is beating
so fast.
It
says it right here. Like these are the symptoms of death.
I know.
And so meanwhile, WebMD. I'm just here on WebMD. The doctor literally said, best thing you can do is not go on the internet. YouTube meet. And I'm every day I'm just praying.
In your heart.
I'm just praying. I'm like, Lord, please, please.
I know you're so patient. You're so patient.
Heal Tina, whatever this is, please.
I know.
So, and, nothing was working. It was just
nothing. I'm like, I want my life back. I just want my life back.
No, I think you said at one point, you said, Holy Spirit, take me.
I don't think I said that.
Yes, you did. You said, just take me. I'm not afraid of death. I'm like, okay, it's okay. You're not
dying. Jesus is waiting for me.
I'm good.
He's like, come on, girl. Like,
so it was getting pretty bad. It was getting pretty awful.
Yeah, and so anyway, I went in today and my doctor is pulling more labs and then I'm going to see her in another less than 2 weeks. But today was the first day that I felt so much better. I'm not 100%, but I felt so much better. And the amount of praying that I'm doing, I prayed last night for a solid night's sleep and I ended up sleeping through the whole night. And I am just leaning in to God.
So there's a couple of things. So this is where the whole story comes together.
Okay.
So it was Sunday night. We had dinner with Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette.
Yes.
And this was kind of, it was different because it was Sunday and, you know, I'm done at 5. I'm going to be there at 6. I just went in my show clothes, you know.
You already showered because we went to church together.
But I didn't have my church clothes on. I had my church clothes on. So we show up there. Pastor Jimmy's in his hoodie like I am. I'm a Mercy Me hoodie. Dame Annette is in her Uggs, which I'm like, cool.
And her sweats.
And yeah, I was like, all right.
She's comfy. And nobody gave me the memo.
But it was. I think it was like real friends just, hey, let's just have dinner at your place and hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, I'll bring the Frampton records, you know, it was kind of like, we'll just go hang out together. Yeah. And it was really nice. And we had, it must've been 3 hours and we talked a lot about Jesus, about God, about, what's going on with the church and, you know, and Pastor Jimmy I learned so much from him. He knows so much. It goes both ways. And he'd be the first to say that it goes both ways. So it's a very equal, very balanced relationship. We talked about that. We had seen that movie and
we did not talk about meat.
No, except how good it was.
Yes.
And then I think it was Dame Annette said something about clearing out the house.
Yes, yes.
And then Pastor Jimmy says, oh yeah, you know, it's like I've gone through every room in our house and prayed.
He
and
said when a lot of people come through their house, yeah, he'll do that.
Mm-hmm. And so now I'm remembering this War Room movie where the wife, she starts praying in her house and says, devil, if you're here, get out, and opens the door and get out. You know, and so I'm like, wow, you know, could you come and do that in our house? So, yeah, I'd be happy to do that. I took a mental note of that. And I don't remember. Yes, you went to
where was
you, you volunteered at the church on Tuesday.
Yes.
And I went through every room in the house with my Bible and prayed. And I was saying, like, get out. This is the Lord's house. I was just doing everything that I'd seen in the movie, basically. Like, yeah, you know, I'm praying, like,
was
get
Phoebe
out.
Was Phoebe following you?
No, she's asleep. You okay. Know, what is he doing, crazy dad? But I'm literally like, I opened up the sliding doors, get out. I flush the toilets, get out, close the lid. You be gone every single time the toilet. If there's anything in here that is attached.
You went to every room. Did every, you go upstairs?
Upstairs.
Oh, any, you did.
If there's anything that is, if you're making Tina sick, get out. You're not welcome here. You have no business here. It's illegal. Get out. And so I just did what I could. But I had the book with me. And so then you come home and then, we're just praying for you to have a full night's sleep. And then your sciatic nerve is going crazy. So you have a horrible pain in your leg and,
it came out of nowhere.
And you're like, what is this? You know, I'm, you know, Jesus, come take me. I'm ready. Clutching your pearls. And so then we're in bed. And then we were just talking and you were talking about Psalm 139 that you're reading at Bible study. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you say, hey, why don't you just read it? And because, you know,
I love when you read to me.
You like when I read to you in bed.
I do because you have such a beautiful voice.
And so I'll just read a little bit of it because it's such a beautiful psalm. Oh, Lord, you've examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. It just goes on. It's a beautiful.
It's so beautiful. It's beautiful.
And we read that. And then I read the new
study Bible.
Mm-hmm. The study Bible, the interpretation of it, which is a whole, you know, it's like twice as long as the Psalm.
Yeah.
And then we went to sleep and
the sciatic pain went away.
And we woke up the next morning. You had slept the whole night through. The sciatic pain had gone
away.
And
I have not had it at all today.
And to me, it was like, we are so powerful together that because we read the Psalm, I'm sure we made God super happy. And, you know, and with that, I think there just might have been something in here that was just, you even said at one point, do you think we have mold in the house? And I'm like, no, we probably got some spirit, some demon that's running around, that's messing with your body.
And
because you didn't have it in, maybe it was adrenaline, but maybe because you weren't here, you know?
And maybe because I was out in God's creation.
I exercised it.
You did.
we got to be careful.
Did you carry a cross around?
No.
Okay.
Now, look, if I pull the cross out, demons better beware.
And we had talked to Pastor Jimmy and Annette about this. And I said, you know, before, because I was trying to seek answers when I was younger. And I said, no. When I was younger, and I said, and I would do the tarot cards. Yeah, I would do a lot of occult
the singing
things.
Bowls,
the crystal
all that
bowls,
stuff. Yep.
The Reiki, the spirit guides, the angel readings. And immediately Annette goes, did you repent for all of that? And I'm like, yeah, I did. And then when I got home, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to repent again for that too, with all, because that is completely against it in the Bible. And, I don't know if she said and Pastor Jimmy's like, you have to close that door because if you crack that door,
it'll come right
that
in.
Enemy will come right in and you have to close it. Yeah. And so anyway, so hopefully, you know,
and so today this was, so this is the day after.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everything with your sciatic nerve that went away totally.
It went away.
Worked out a little bit.
I worked out. I had more energy today than I have had.
I mean,
and
I'm tired just thinking of working out. Although I did work out.
I did work out. You were slacking there a little bit.
No, I didn't. Yes, I worked out on Friday and I worked out on today.
Today's Wednesday. You didn't work out Monday.
Important stuff to do.
Anyway, yes, we are stronger together. And I loved going to church with you on Sunday. I love that. It was a lot of, it was so beautiful to have you by my side.
And so you're actually waiting and then you're staying there and doing, because that's when your posse shows up, you're doing the second service
as
well.
Yes, I'm doing, and you know what? I think God wants me there. He wants me there for both services. And I'm like, I'm free.
It was great.
It was fantastic.
Being there with you. I love watching you worship. I see you out of the corner of my eye.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You're holding the baby.
No,
you're waving to God.
I was waving. I had, yes, I was.
And Jimmy, Pastor Jimmy, preached on Daniel 6, which was really great about
the lion's den.
Yes. About being bold, but being very bold. Mm-hmm. So it was good.
But also just the worship team, because this is 9 a.m. and they just kicked off with two songs after another. Like,
Karen turn to you and she's like, this is like being at a rock concert.
Like being at a rock concert. Yes, it is. Light times, everybody. Hold your phones up with your lights.
And this is the guy that used to love the hymns. You're like, I like the hymns.
No, I think.
Look at how you've evolved, Grasshopper.
Well, not only that, but now, you know, all of a sudden, value for value music, all kinds of cool worship music is showing up that, you know.
Yeah.
Can pretty much just go as popular music. I mean, it's not like it's any, I mean, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
So just lots of really good things happening.
Yeah.
And I love that we are on the path together.
Yes.
My darling.
And I wanted to bring up that story about the enemy because it happens to all of us all the time. And just be aware of it. Be aware of it and where it's coming from. It's coming from your fleshly behaviors. And it's not coming from Christ.
No, it's literally coming from the devil, which is exactly why I came to Christ.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, this is what Naomi Wolf wrote in her three Substacks that it's like, how can these people be so evil? No. It's not the people who are evil per se. It's the evil in the world. It's the fallen world, the upside down world. And it's like, wow.
So there you go, Laura. That's the enemy I'm talking about. Yeah. Got to be careful.
Be careful out there. Yes, because he's lurking everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's true. Everything I hear and everything I read is the stronger you are in your faith, the more the enemy wants to create a counterbalance and ruin it.
And it's not only between you and your partner. Mm-mm. It's between you and friends. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's envy or jealousy or in any kind of immoral thought between you and your siblings. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what that is. So,
yes.
Anyway, I'm glad I could share that. So let's talk about Phoebe.
Okay.
Like that
transition. What do you want to talk about?
I just want to say, so we had Ross and Marielle over for dinner on Friday.
Yes.
And she was so good.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, Ross,
what is happening to her?
And she's wagging her tail more and she's giving a lot of hugs. And
yeah.
I think because she's hungry. We're starving her.
We're not. We're doing exactly what the doctor ordered.
She wolfs down her food and she looks at me at 5:20 like, hello.
It's time to eat.
She looks at her watch like, hello, yeah. It's time for me to eat.
But she's really been calm.
She's been so good.
Yeah. You know, we when people come in, we still put her on her place and she has to wait there until
she's been so good.
Until she's calm.
And then you took her to the dog park today.
I took her to the dog.
Were you strapped when you went?
Of course, I'm always strapped. Okay. You never know what nut jobs will be at the dog park. It's a dangerous place. And so we showed up, and right at the same time, this guy shows up. These two dogs really should have been in the little dog park, but you know, whatever.
Why were they at the big? You should have told them. You need to go to the little dog park.
It's okay. All right. But they were yapping, and they came up to Phoebe, and like Yorkie size. One of them, the other one was lying like a little, whatever it was. And Phoebe will take it for a little bit. But then when they do it again, then she'll start running toward them. And that always scares me. Cause like, she could bite this one's head off.
She was running towards him?
But you know, she like deviates and she goes right on interception path. I'm like, oh no. Phoebe, come. And then, you know, she'll get right up in their face. Rah, rah, rah. And she's a big bark.
Was she doing that?
Oh yeah. Cause she was sick and tired of these two.
Oh, these yappers.
And they were like, bah, 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 bah. And so I just put her back on the extended leash. And so it was fine. You know, the guy was like, they got big mouths. Said, yeah, but you know, I don't know. I just don't want anything to happen.
Oh gosh. Yeah. So,
but she likes
to get the dog police called on you.
Phoebe likes the drive more than the park, as far as I'm concerned.
Who we just talked? That's right. You said she likes being in the car.
Oh yeah.
That's, who she we just talking loves that. To about the guy who knew about the dog park incident? Who? Somebody just brought it up to us. I can't.
Was it Mike?
Was it Mike? Oh, yes, it was Mike. Yeah, we were coming around. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, we got Mike back in our life.
Yeah, Mike's doing some work for us here.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God for Mike.
He's a good
man.
Guy.
Yes.
So trustworthy.
Yeah, Mike. Hey, you all saw South Park.
Yeah.
We actually have a guy. We actually have a guy who helps us out and get stuff fixed and get stuff done.
South Park. Yeah. But yeah, so that was
I think she's lost even more weight. I'll have to take her up to the doctor's office pretty soon and put her on the scale again. I think that she feels better because she's lost weight. Honestly, I think that's part of it.
Well, she's got about 20 pounds to go.
She has a few pounds
she's
to go
a big,
still.
She's got big bones.
But you keep body shaming her. You say, you need a tummy tuck.
I know. Ross said that to me. He goes, are you body shaming your dog?
And by the way, so Marielle's pregnant.
Yes.
And we're very
such a blessing.
We're very excited. We're probably as excited as, and like grandparents are like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, we can't wait. We can't wait for Roman to arrive.
Yes, Roman will be arriving in the spring. We're so happy about that. So update on your teeth. What's going on, dude?
Really? I thought I was not allowed to talk anymore about my teeth. Well,
it's filler. It's show filler.
Show filler. Well, last Wednesday I got my two right hand molars inserted, which now I'm learning how to eat again, and it is it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Is the other side done too?
Well, no. So that's still a temporary with those two teeth here. Uh-huh. So that just has to be, it'll be the same. It'll feel the same. It'll be kind of the same.
When are you getting those?
I think the 17th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the lab just had to do them. But for all intents and purposes, I'm done.
Oh.
I'm done. And
you just keep smiling at everybody. You were just dazzling at dinner.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about, you know, just janky.
Yeah, it was kind of janky.
Thanks. Thank you for the janky. So someone had a meetup and said, hey man, we need a new picture of you for the heads on the stick with the new teeth. And I looked at the picture they have for the head, you know, they have my head on a stick for the meetup.
It's pretty bad.
Well, compared to what I have now.
Oh
my God. I think this is like my superpowers.
Did you realize that your teeth look that bad?
Well, Yeah, but I mean, I guess you get used to anything.
Yeah.
Did you realize my teeth were that bad?
I kind of like, yeah, I kind of knew it.
Why did you? Why did you even hang out with me?
I know.
I mean, why did you even stay with me?
Jake teeth.
It's like, can you imagine kissing that?
The real shock, because I fell in love with Adam Curry, the man.
Yeah,
the myth, the legend.
Not the teeth.
No, here we go.
Yes, here we go. It was here
full circle when they stretched back your lips in that picture, and there was like, whoa, man.
That was bad.
My eyes.
Yeah, Hollywood said this was the most transformative work he had. He says, you're my art project for this decade. And he said, as I've done full mouths like this before, he said, but this is the most transformative.
Well,
which is true.
You put the fear of God in both of them because you're like, look, I use my voice. I cannot be whistling, slissing.
Well, there's that. And also, you know, make me look good, man. Just make me look good. No, I mean, the work is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm already missing everybody.
Oh.
You know, I text Maverick from time that he's moving. So he's, you know.
You don't hear from him now?
No,
he's
no.
on to his next patient.
No. There will be no patient like Adam Curry, believe me. These guys love me because they could talk crap to me.
Yeah.
They could make jokes, and I would make jokes about how much they were hurting me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, there's not a lot of dental professionals are very funny. They don't get to clown around a lot because most people hate them.
I don't.
Their customers do not like them.
I wish I could clean my own teeth. I need one of those devices to like clean my own teeth.
Why? Just, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna go every 6 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
I'm excited.
The guy that didn't go to the dentist for 8 years.
Who am I? I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Oh, so I just have a couple more things. So big Austin meetup.
Yes.
Coming on November 18th. Yes. It's the trifecta. So it's predominantly no agenda, but also it's a Curry and the Keeper and
living up in a down world.
Living up in a down world because Pastor Jimmy and Annette are going with us. Mm-hmm. So if you are in town and want to come to Austin,
it's I think Doc's backyard.
I have some little tchotchke items that I'm going to be handing out.
Oh,
the little hit him in the mouth pins. I wanted to do a little contest, but you're like, no, don't.
Contest.
It's stupid.
You're actually nailing it on the voice once again. I'm excited about, first of all, about seeing everybody. You know,
yes.
Baron Scott and his wife, of course, who organized the meetup. You know, Gordon will be there as always, but also.
Who's Gordon?
Oh, man. He was at the very first meetup. He has donated every member of his family and extended family is a knight or a dame.
I've met him.
I think you have.
Well, yeah. Sir Brian with an I and his new
girlfriend. That's right. Yes.
From Chicago.
Yes.
Is she real? I already like her because she's from Chicago.
She's really going to show up.
She's
real.
I think she's a blue pill.
Tina.
I'm kidding. Listen to you. Look at you, Tina.
I'm defending him now. What's wrong with this picture?
He sent me a picture, but it could be anybody. I don't know. Huh? But yes, so hopefully.
And she's coming? She's coming to the meeting?
I think she's coming. Yeah, so I'll get to
Stephen Bell is coming. He is.
You told me that.
One of the guys who's been working and done a lot of work on Podcasting 2.0. He's from San Antonio. I'm very excited to meet him personally. Rob, the constitutional lawyer, who has been doing all kinds of cool stuff for No Agenda, analyzing documents for us. So, yeah, nice. It's always good. It's not bad having another lawyer friend.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It's always good. So we thank a couple of corks.
I just wanted to say then on December 4th, we're heading to
Indiana. Yes.
Indianapolis for the Indy meetup. And the puffer coat is going to make a debut.
Hey!
I'm taking the tags off.
Now it's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
Hello, Cork Soakers. Right. How you doing today?
We got to hear from those Cork Soakers now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I didn't
now
say
Now it's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
Sorry.
Oh, jeez.
I woke up this morning. Sniffly. I was very sniffly this morning. It's the cold.
Okay.
We have some nice value being sent back to us. Curry and the Keeper is a value for value proposition. So if you get any value for anything out of this podcast, just send it back to us. Time, talent, treasure. You can go to curryandthekeeper.com. We have a donation page. Baron Scott, he's like, hey, for the check-in table, I need a QR code for your donation page. I made one. And I sent it to him. Yeah, and for Living Up in a Down World. Oh. Yeah. So people can scan it right away.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I love him. And so we love it when people tell people about the show. People help us with, like Craig, of course, still doing our artwork. We have.
Speaking of Craig, I need to touch base with you because we need t-shirts and I need to get an updated logo. Anyway,
all
go
right.
ahead.
No Agenda Shop will be alerted. I feel another joint venture coming on. We love it when you send us value through a modern podcasting app. You can find it at podcastapps.com. Actually, I've been playing around with Podcast Guru. This is a great app.
Oh, should I switch?
No, not per se, but okay. I'm just really blown away by how I think maybe it's really good on Android. I don't know how it is on iOS, but it feels like it was made for Android. Mm-hmm. And of course, I have a open source jacked version of Android. So I was just going to say you can use that or Fountain or Podverse or Castomatic, which is really good for iOS. If you've never used any type value for value with podcast apps, Fountain will actually help you earn sats, as we call them, or satoshi, so you mm-hmm. can then get into the vibe before you purchase anything to send it off. It is the way of the future, so mm-hmm. what are you waiting for? Or you could just use PayPal like a lot of old people, including Renee.
Cislo,
who comes in as our executive producer.
Can I give a little background?
Please do.
Renee went on, she was part of the 75 Hard Group. And she is now a standing member of the Blonde Squad plus Trisha.
Renee came in with $100 through PayPal, which we really appreciate. And she has a nice note, which she sent along with it. She says, "It's been a week since our amazing adventure in Utah and Vegas, and I still struggle to find the words to express the emotions and gratitude I feel. The gift of your friendship and that of all the incredible women I met on the trip means more to me than you can ever know. I truly believe it was a gift from God. I thank you and Adam for welcoming me into your home and for a delicious dinner and for accepting me truly as myself, twerking and all."
She was the one that twerked in Vegas.
I should have had that.
You should have had the song ready.
I should have had that queued up.
Yes.
You know, wherever she goes, like, hey, Renee. Oh, Renee, oh, why didn't that work here? There it is.
Thing, let me light your chemicals. There mama, it is. I'm show all the
she's twerking, out, twerking that, twerk, twerk, twerk.
She's throwing her hair around.
She's flying around, everybody.
Such a great song, too.
Women like the Blonde Squad plus Trisha are a rare breed indeed. I will treasure you all and the beautiful memories we made and look forward to many more. With this donation, I'm a lapsed cork soaker no more. That's right. We need to decanter, I guess.
You've been decanted.
Oh, yes. Well, she says lapsed cork soaker. But remember, she wasn't listening to the show and we're like, Renee, are you a lapsed cork soaker? Remember in the
that's
car?
Right. Yes, I do remember.
Yes.
And then she says, as she added a scripture quote.
I love this.
Which is Romans 8:28. Is that not Karen Young's license plate?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I read her note this morning because she sent me a text and she said, I sent my donation note and I read it and it brought me to tears. Aww. I adore her.
So sweet.
I adore her. I'm so glad that she's in my life.
Then we have, and I'm just going to make her associate executive producer because with today's Bitcoin price, take a look at it. It's just zooming 35. Up. We have Nothing But Trouble checking in.
Oh, on Amika.
With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That is quite, that's beautiful.
I love her too.
Dear Adam, dear Tina and Adam, in honor of our epic trip to Utah, missing all our chatter and laughter. Love from the red-blooded Nothing But Trouble. Heart emoji. Love y'all.
I love her. Oh, thank you.
I call her the blue blood, but I guess
she's mad.
She's mad about that.
She corrected you, as I told you.
I'm not a blue blood at all. She just went to school with him. I see you, Leiden. I see you.
I love her. I love her.
Then with a Striper boost, 77,777, our very own Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Jimmy.
What an amazing adventure, Tina. I'm proud of how you overcame pain and pushed through. Adam, I see you, brother. I know what he means by that. So much love and appreciation for the two of you. And to think we get to do this life together. Our futures are so bright, we have to wear shades. And thanks to KTLD when you are over for when you are over Sunday night. Of course. Of course we KTLD to your house.
Yes, yes. And isn't it amazing how we're such best friends with them and we practice the same things. We keep our lids
keep
down.
Keep our lids down and we keep our buckets yep, overflowing. Our buckets KYBO. Overflowing. Thank
yes.
you, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Then we have, see, is the Balderdash Boys, did they come in last week?
No, I don't think so.
I think this is a new one. 64,115
sets.
Oh, he's
sets. So kind.
He calls it a balls donation.
Oh.
From the Balderdash Boys, aww. I guess. I've been to Zion. It's a beautiful place. Glad you got to still enjoy it. Cheers from your friend from the other drinking podcast, Sir Wes.
Oh, thank That's you right, so the much. Yeah, we chat on Instagram. Cool. Thank you.
Then a row of swans, 55,555. It's all fives. Todd from Northern Virginia. And he says, donating in the evening.
In the evening!
Swans.
Does he need to be decanted,
Todd? I think so. We're going to do it just
you've
in case.
You've been okay. decanted.
Interesting. Here we have 33,445, which is one more than our typical from Sir Brian with an I.
Oh.
This is Carrie with an I, Adam and Tina. I was recently introduced to your podcast by Sir Brian, and I am intrigued. Not only do I enjoy the topics you discuss, your banter, and of course, you both making fun of Skippy. It's the chemistry and the love you exude between the two of you that makes me feel like there's hope after a broken heart.
Oh,
well, Brian is the man to mend that.
I'm excited to meet her.
Thank you for making me laugh and smile again. And Tina, let's have a girl date at Lou Malnati's.
Oh, my favorite, because Brian was making fun of the deep dish pizza. I'm like,
oh, is it Chicago?
Oh, it's a Chicago thing. Oh really? I would love that, Carrie. She needs to be decanted too.
Yeah, well, yes. And she, I'll
you. Been decanted.
She says, I do exist and look forward to meeting yous guys soon in the evening.
In the evening!
Now, that's, I see that Brian sounds pretty authentic.
I saw, it seems like Brian's already gotten to her.
Well, what I was waiting for at the end of that note is, this is not Brian.
Oh. But,
then 33,444 from Sir Brian with an I. A couple of points of order.
Oh.
To the Bruce Wayne of podcasting. Well, you know, that's our boy. Dreb.
Oh, Dreb.
Dreb Scott, the Bruce Wayne
podcast.
Well, Bruce Wayne podcasting 2.0. When the size of an animal's balls is mentioned, that needs to be in the chapter image.
Oh. Brother. Yeah, because we talked about the cantaloupe size testicles in the last show.
All right. Why don't you tell Dreb how to do his job? Second, Tina. Don't tell the story of your shredded hand while I'm driving. I had to pull over because I couldn't feel my knees. It gave me the willies and I nearly fainted.
Oh.
And to Carrie with an eye, I sincerely meant it when I said that my favorite part about you is that you don't look like the lady from Throw Mama from the Train. KTLD. KYBO.
It seems like Brian has found love.
Well, it's about time.
I'm so happy.
I'm happy too.
I'm so happy.
Well, so we'll meet them at the meet her at the meetup. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Then we have 32015 from Comic Strip Blogger.
Oh, thank you, CSB.
Howdy, Christians. Adam and Tina.
Hello.
Speaking of Jesus, please invite your cork soakers to listen to a podcast called Planet Rage. It's hosted by literal quote from them. Two good Irish Catholic boys, Darren with a shouty voice from Illinois and Larry with a deep velvet voice from Connecticut. The podcast is similar to No Agenda, but it's shorter and includes more personal stories. Visit www.planetrage.show to learn more. Stay safe with Jesus. Yo, CSB.
Aw, thank you, CSB. I mean,
we're even getting to CSB now.
I know. I love it.
And there he is three times in a row with 10,000 sats. It is the one and only... Bruce Wayne of Podcasting 2.0.
Scott.
Dreb Scott says, boosting the epic journey, boost, times three.
Thank you very much,
brother.
Where does he live? Do you know?
I think he lives in...
In a cave?
Yes, he does. In the Bat Cave. What am I even saying? Of course he does. Lone Yank says, and this is 7777, so I'll make that a stripe of boost. Since you accidentally gave me credit for a boost that wasn't mine on last week's podcast, I figured I'd make it good. Love you guys. This is Paul Hearn from Chesterfield, Virginia. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you.
Let's see. Who was this? Jeff Jeffroncy, I'm not quite sure, 3333, in the evening.
In the evening!
Totally agree with your assessment of Vegas, Tina. I was there earlier this month. It just keeps getting worse and worse with each visit. Yes. The bright spot was when I saw you two at the Sphere. GA tickets, and it was the most amazing concert ever. Sight and sounds were out of this world, indescribable. PTL, you're home safely. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
PTL.
That would have been much better than the postcards from Earth, I bet. YouTube. Oh,
yes, without a doubt.
I would definitely, just watch what they play there.
Sir Vince of the Pacific Northwest, 3333, boost for different texts from our wives. I'm sure my wife does the same. You know, like giving us the little short text and then amongst the sisters,
it's
all
glued, all good.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Whoa, new jingle boost. I'm sure that's for the question of the week, which we'll be playing in just a moment. We have Dean from Japan here.
Ooh.
1111. Mysterious ways is simply my nod to the Holy Spirit and you too, who I'm in the process of breaking up with, the latter, not the former.
That said,
you two's song 40 is my favorite modern rendition of a psalm. I have to listen to that song.
Yeah, send it.
But back to the Holy Spirit.
Oh, wait, does he need to be decanted?
No, because he donated last time.
Okay.
May the same Spirit continue to lead you each day, including your potential trip to Japan next year. Oh, man, we sure want to do that.
Yes.
October is the best month to visit, so I hope I can return some value to you in helping you plan your trip.
Oh, thank you.
Love the podokiasto. I guess that's podcast in Japanese. Podokiasto.
Hi.
Well, we're drinking the podokiasto wine. Tony Helfst. 1,000 sats. Sorry to hear about your injuries, Tina. I think Tony's got to be new.
No, I think Tony sent me an email.
But has she been decanted?
Decanter, just in case,
right?
She's okay.
You've
really
been decanted.
Sorry to hear about your injuries, Tina, but glad you had such a wonderful support team with you to save your trip. Thanks for the heads up about how sinful Vegas has become. You saved us from taking a trip. Well, there's some value right there. Dope. Also, glad Adam has been able to work out going to church with you. God bless you both, from Tony Helfst.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
So nice. And then we have Anarcho Daniel. So happy to hear you stepped out in faith to worship with the body of Christ Sunday. I've been praying that you would work out a way to make it work along with the No Agenda Show. Blessings to you. Thank you, brother.
A lot of people were.
And then finally, Great Britain 94. We've heard from her before. Boost for Locaine. We keep some we keep some lidocaine spray at all times because we have 5 human resources, ages 7, 6, 5, 4, and 1.
Oh my God.
You need to be drinking the lidocaine is what you need to be doing. So we are frequently using it. We hope Tina's hand starts to feel
better soon. Thank you.
And that is it for our boosters and for our PayPal donors. Thank you
very much. Thank you. You guys are so sweet.
Really appreciate it. It's the idea that people out there listening and the appreciation you send back, the notes are 75% of the fun.
We appreciate that. And I just wanted to also ask everybody to please pray for Dame Mandy.
Yes.
We got an email yesterday that she fell on the ice and she fractured 2 vertebrae. Yeah. So she was at the ER when she sent us the message asking for prayers. So please keep her in your prayers. We definitely prayed for her.
Yeah, she asked for an emergency prayer request. Yes. Right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it time?
No, not yet. Okay. So I just wanted to.
This is where the trick of the week comes.
You're going to throw a curveball at me. I was going to talk about what's on the plate for us. Like
on my plate.
So tomorrow, I get to go to Club Charles for the big birthday bash dinner. Andrea and Debbie.
It literally is an exclusive club, right? You can't just go to dinner there.
Yeah,
you have to be a member.
So all
who's the member? Dawn. Is it her
husband
birthday?
Is the chef? No, it's Debbie and Andrea's double birthday celebration.
Oh boy, this is
and we're
this
all
is
getting dressed
trouble.
Up. We're wearing our crowns, so we all have crowns. We have tiaras that we're wearing. So that's on tap for tomorrow.
Who's driving?
There's a woman who is driving us. I don't know. Her name's Nancy.
In a bus?
In a Ford Expedition. We're coming in separate cars, but really looking forward to it. So it's going to be a wonderful celebration. And then Friday we're having the Surgeon General and your PR campaign manager over for dinner.
Aaron and David. That'll be fun.
Yeah, so they're bringing
over. They're bringing everything. No, like, we're coming over to your house. We're bringing the meat. We're bringing the wine. What else did they bring? And the charcuterie board.
I'm like, okay.
These are the best guests. These are fantastic. Yes, come on over, everybody. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So, we're kind of busy. And then next week, we'll do another show, but next week I head to Mexico. Traveling again.
I know. And it's going to be me and Phoebe.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Just alone.
I know.
Here in the cold.
So, yeah.
Sitting by the fire.
So, it's been, we have lots of plans through the end of the year, too. So,
and what do I keep saying every single time? You say,
please don't overplan.
No, I don't say that. I say, remember what you wind up saying. Like, it's so busy. I said, just reminding you.
I know.
Because I'm good. I can go anywhere every time.
I know. I'm Susie's social calendar.
We do have a lot of people to hang out with.
Yeah.
This is the most friends and people I've had to hang out with in my entire life.
I know. Me too. Yeah. And I love every minute of it. Yeah. So, all right. You ready? Right.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, everybody. You know what? It's time for. What is it time for? The question of the week. Ooh, what will it be? What can it be? Will it be something weird? Will it be something I can answer? Do I have to think about it? Tina has it for you. All right, everybody. Time for the question of the week. We have a jingle, so it's
what a great jingle.
It is a good jingle. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Hey, and listen, I'd like to throw it out there. If you have a question, send it to us. I would love, because I'm coming up with these. I'm researching these questions, and I would love to have you throw some questions at us. Mm. Like, the funkier, the better, I think.
Okay. Okay. Question of the week.
I will answer it first since you answered it.
All right. Okay.
What was your biggest waste of money? All right.
My second marriage, does that count as an answer, or can it be, has to be something a little more specific? All right, please go ahead.
Mine is kind of lame because I don't buy expensive things. You know, I don't. I have a really hard time pulling the trigger and committing to things. Like, I just do.
Girl, you're the worst.
I am the worst.
I mean, like, how long have you had your car that you were going to buy rims for?
Oh my, I just can't do it.
2 years, the thing already?
I can't do it.
And so, Tina, I just give up. Like, okay, then don't.
I know, I'm the cheapest wife you've ever had, as you mentioned before.
That's the best part.
And I would just say, this is kind of lame, but I hate when I buy clothing and I don't wear it. I hate that.
Well, don't you have to give it more like a specific example?
No,
question of the week.
I have a pair of sandals in my closet that I ordered to go to Aruba, and they're still sitting there. I've never worn them.
That's true.
I have several things like that, and I hate to, that's such a waste of money for me. So I hate that. I know it's lame. Your answer is going to be so much better.
Well, now people have to understand that, you know, I had a lot of money 20 years ago, and I spent it all.
I spent it all.
And honestly,
should you tell that story?
No, I don't need to tell the story, but I spent it all, and I don't regret a single minute. I don't regret anything. Really.
I know, but there's got to be something that you spent
money
on.
There is one thing I spent money on that, it was the biggest waste of money.
Okay.
So I was flush with cash, you know, like all these IPOs, and this is like 2000, and it's like money's flowing everywhere. And I had this buddy, and he also had just cashed out. We're like, well, we got money. We're buying helicopters and doing fun stuff, which turned out later to be a very big mistake, but that wasn't the waste of money. We decided, hey, let's go to Christie's and score some art. So
I've never heard this story.
I thought you would enjoy that, because when you say this, like, okay, this is my answer. So we go to this auction, and it's of fine art, and it's in Amsterdam. Christie's auction. I've never been to an auction since. And there's like all these Dutch masters.
Oh.
But you know, I'm not quite sure. I know nothing about it. And so it'd be like, you know, like, hey, and who wants this by Johannes Svapadaflop? I'm like, hey, yeah, I'll go. It's like an old, this is the point. I wound up buying a painting for 65,000 euros, we hung it on the wall because I paid for it, but it was ugly. And every single time I walk by that thing, I'm like, Why did I do that? That was stupid. It was just to raise my hand and just be a part of the bidding process.
Oh, wow.
And that was the biggest waste of money because I didn't like it. And it had an ugly frame around, like a big golden. It wasn't even that big.
So your ego got in the way.
No, I had it. The money was just burning a hole in my pocket. Like, yeah. And people are like, oh, Mr. Curry. Like, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm going to get this art. And then, by the way, it turns out that you don't get to walk away for 65. No, you got to pay the auction house like 15%, and there's all the tax. Oh. And before you know it, it's like that was a very stupid purchase. And
where is it today?
I believe my ex-wife tried to sell it, and it was unsaleable. No one wanted it.
Because it's so ugly.
It's definitely not worth that money.
Boy, have times changed, because when I met you... You had cash flow. You had cash flow. I had the money.
That's it. Hey, this is the perfect combination. We are in this house because of you, baby.
I know.
So I just keep the lights on.
That's a great story. Mine was kind of lame.
Yeah.
Next week you come up with the question.
No. Yeah. Our listeners are going to give us a question.
We need questions. Yes.
Our listeners.
Yeah.
Tina Marie Curry, I love you. I love being in this life with you. I love being with God with you. Is what a fantastic journey. This is the best time of my life. Yes. It really, truly is.
I agree, baby. I am one lucky girl.
Just keep me away from auction houses.
I love you too. It will. Don't worry.
All right, everybody. We will be here next week. I love you, Tina Marie.
I love you too, baby.
See you then, everybody. Bye-bye.
Vineyard Nation! The Curry and the Keeper.